Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Friday Happy Hour. Let your hair hang down or off, whatever. It's the end of the week. We're going to have some fun, time to enjoy. Let's laugh, be crazy, just anything that you want to be. We don't have no restrictions here. Well, maybe a couple. But anyway, let's do the thing. I'm shorting it up. Let's do the thing and enjoy one another. The website is theessenceofsuccess.net. And I have live YouTube shows for new people that are listening or coming into the room Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, excuse me, at 6 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, and it's the Essence of Success Network. Okay, so thank you for supporting the show and joining the show as well. My co-host is Sheha Spirit, and she's first up. Good evening, I should say. Sheha, how you doing?
I'm fine, Lynn. How are you today?
Oh, doing good. Good evening, Christina. How you doing?
I'm very good, thank you.
All right. Hi, and good evening, Deborah Orr.
Hi, Lynn. How you doing?
Okay.
Hi, Deborah.
Okay. All right. Well, we are going to... No, y'all go ahead and talk.
Hello.
We can chit-chat. How everybody doing?
I was just speaking. Hello.
Okay, what is 714? Oh, Jessica. Good evening, Jessica. How are you?
Hey, I'm just listening in. I know I'm still at work, but I'll be listening in.
Oh, okay. All right.
I couldn't
cool.
miss
good
it.
Enough. I hope you got all your plugs.
Okay.
Okay, that's
fine.
No,
I'm
not. I'm
okay. Okay, that's all right. Hey, you got to make your money, okay? I understand. Okay, well,
right.
If we're ready to begin, the first question I got up, do you have a breaking point of no return? Now, some people have a breaking point where, you know, you just say, you know, I ain't going to put up with that no more. You know, you walk away. But do you have that point where you get so angry, and I'm not saying to be violent now, but you just get so angry that you may forgive that person, but you'll never forget. So there is no coming back. There is a point of no return. Do you feel like that? Now, don't forget, we forgive, but we may not forget.
Well, I've had breaking points. I forgive. Everyone I had a breakup or been mad with, I can forgive. Don't forget.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah.
I know I do.
It depends. Yeah.
Well, that's just because y'all don't want to have to go to that little room and confess your sins. Good evening, Miss Wilhelmina. Everybody.
Hi, Wilhelmina.
Hello there. How you doing, Christina?
Thanks. Good.
Being a good Catholic. Being a good Catholic. Oh, I do believe you should forgive always, no matter what the situation or the person is. But my two breaking points of no return is my children and my money. That's it. That's no return. So, you know, I'd rather just give it to you. I don't want to say, you know, can I borrow $20 or $50? Okay. But you ain't borrowing it. I'm just going to go ahead and give it to you because I don't want to hear your lies when you're supposed to come up with my money. So I just give it to you, right? Because the point of no return, you start lying, I don't want the money back and I don't want you in my face. And don't talk about my kids unless you've got proof. No. Or you have experience as a mother, you know. But that's
betrayal.
What's for sale?
No, betrayal.
Oh, betray. Oh, yeah. Yeah, well.
And lying. Cheating.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to play me for a fool. And continue to do it and not respect me while you're at it.
Honey,
that's
we have
my
all played the fool. Believe that. That's
yeah,
the thing of life.
All of the above. Yeah.
Yeah,
I agree
that's the
with
thing of life.
All of the above.
There. Would you say, dumbass, baby? Yeah. But that's good. Keep those values because you're just starting out on your journey. So keep those values. They're good values.
Mm-hmm.
They are. They will benefit you, Jessica, in the long run. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't I don't tolerate abuse either. That's why half my family's cut off. Narcissist.
Yeah, definitely.
So. That's my breaking point, too. And narcissism is my breaking point.
No,
I've never been with my physical, but I've always said if I had been and they had physically, you know, tried to me or do something to me, that's the breaking point for me. I'm done with you.
Well, you know, statistics say that mental abuse is worse than physical abuse.
Yeah.
So.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I absolutely agree with
physical,
that.
I can.
And verbal.
Yeah, but verbal is mental abuse, you know, and statistics state that it's worse than physical. So.
Well, they both leave scars.
Emotional, too. Emotional.
Yeah, emotional. Mm-hmm.
That's what I said. They both leave scars either way, verbal or physical.
And I think it's harder that way, too, because, you know, when it's, like, emotional and mental, it's like physical. Okay, they say that gives you time to heal. But emotional, mental, it's like that's why there's so many people that are unhealed and going through anxiety and post-traumatic stress because of abuse. And that's my breaking point with people when they get to that point of disrespecting me where I feel like my health and my mental and my state of mind is going wacky and it's the cause of that. And if I feel like I'm more at peace and they're not around me, that's why I know they're not there the problem. They're the big problem.
You're right, because mental can last a lifetime.
The mental emotional abuse until
it can last a lifetime.
You get to that breaking point, and then you don't want to do it no more. So I bailed out.
Lynn, Lynn, I cannot forgive and I cannot forget abuse. So I'm going to have to go to the room. You can go ahead and put me in the room, okay? No.
You in time out.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead and put me in the room.
Oh, Lord, that's funny.
Yeah. Well, I'm in the room too.
Forgiveness is important.
I'm in the room right along with you.
That's all right. We'll let you can stay.
Yeah, but there's nothing wrong with that. You know, that's okay.
There's nothing good. That means you really, you know, that's probably the best way to be. You know, not tolerate it. You know.
No, and I'm not going to forgive, and I'm not going to forget. So move on.
You'll get to that point because you forgive. You don't have to be in their face, but you forgive for yourself.
Right.
Not just for them, but for yourself, so it no longer bothers you. It still will now and then because things trigger us in our lives. But on the whole, you forgive them and you forgive yourself, even though you didn't do nothing wrong. It's probably all them, no doubt, but you forgive yourself. Because of the involvement, that's all. I'm not saying you did what they did, but because of the involvement, forgive anything that you might have done that you might not even been aware of, you know? It might have bothered the other person, but you know what they did. Maybe they were alcoholic or a drug addict or a philanderer, you know, or something like that. So you know that you know, right? But still.
Mm-hmm.
I always say, can anybody hurt you? I am with God. Yeah, what you say?
But
I just turn it over to God. I say what I have to say, and I just tell God, you know, like the dude at the show, Hamlet, Hamlet.
Forgiveness is supposed to bring you peace, right? So that's what I have to give. Because I, once I'm done, I'm done. And I'll just kind of move on and I have my peace.
Well, I am at peace, but I have not forgiven and I won't forget it, but I am at peace. But no, I don't know how you can forgive certain things. I'm not there yet.
Yeah. It was a point in my life I had to.
Some people are downright evil, you know.
Uh-huh. Oh, I don't doubt that. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
I don't doubt women and men. You know, yes. Even some kids can be. You make you wonder, like, whose lions that you loins that you come out of?
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, but still, you know, our God, I tell people, our or the highest power, because I say God because that's what I know as a Christian, but anyway, I just say the highest power does nothing but forgiveness. All he knows is love, and that's what he gives us. So everything is supposed to be perfect even when we don't understand it. And, you know, like you say, you don't forgive. Well, okay, that's perfect for you. Because at that point in time, it may work for another circumstance where you will go back and forgive. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know? So that's perfect. No, that's perfect. That's why I don't, you know, they say not to judge because we never know what's before us. Or sometimes we forget what's behind us. So rather than the judge, I'd be like, well, that works for you. That's perfect. Like I said, if you like it, I love it. If you love it, I like it. And, hey, it works. Because eventually, not for you to see my way, but to see your spiritual way, your way, not mine. Mine is to forgive. No, don't forget. But I will forgive. But I understand you and she, I'll say, hell no, I ain't forgiving shit. You know,
I'm a bitch.
I understand.
You being real. That's pretty hot. With that.
Yeah. I mean, I understand.
Oh, God, but I ain't forgiving. I ain't forgiving.
You ain't forgiving or forgiving. Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I used to be like that, bittersweet. Bittersweet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. But, I came out of it. Okay, so that was
do you guys believe that karma happens to other people that treat people wrong? Because, like, I don't know, sometimes I feel like
some people
get away with that. Like, it does, but it's like, okay, by the time it happens, it's like, okay, no one cares. Or, you know. But I did see some bad things happen to people. Some of them are not even living anymore. That's how shocking. I saw how karma works, too. I'm like, whoa.
Yes, but when you go to that person with love and speak about it diplomatically without, you know, as they say, mind your own business, stay in your lane. But I think if you go with a heart of love and diplomatically speak about that and in a way that you know that they'll understand and won't feel offended, it's okay. Because I've seen people in situations, too. I mentioned it, but, you know, like they say, sometimes we have lessons to learn. But it's not because God didn't tell you. You could have been the angel that came to her and said, girlfriend, you know, you don't have to be getting beaten on every weekend, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But it's, God has sent you to warn her. To tell her ahead of time, just so she just continues on, you know, whatever. Like, okay, like the man in the boat, God, why didn't you save me? Hell, I sent three people. What was you waiting on? So look at it like that. Okay, kind of answered this one. My second question was, do you have boundaries? But y'all kind of hit on that already, so. Okay, so the next one is, what makes you smile when you see someone happy? for me as a child, because I love all children. I don't care who you are, what you are, race, creed, color, culture. I don't care. I just love, that's just me. I'm just one of those women that I love. Do I want a lot of children? No, I didn't have a lot of children. But I do love children. So that makes me happy to see that. And I like to see the elderly people. You know, when they're happy in their lives, even if they're in a facility or whatever, that makes me happy to see that they're doing all right. That makes me feel like, okay, when I get there, I'll be okay. You know?
Yeah.
All right, y'all tell me now, what makes you happy when you see other people smile?
My weakness is simple. It's just a simple smile. Let me know that. You know, I'm a sucker for a smile myself. If a person gets smiling, I don't care what you say. A smile.
Yeah, that means a lot sometimes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I love people that laugh with their eyes. You can see that smile in their eyes, and the whole face just lights up. Yeah, that's just a simple smile will work for me.
Okay, Christina. Christina, you don't have a comment?
I'm here. I have to agree with you. I love seeing children smile, and my grandson in particular, when they're so happy and for no reason that I can see, and they're happy. It's wonderful.
That little face just lights up, doesn't it?
Yes.
But, I was at a store the other day, and I was wearing this old green jacket. I've had it for about 10 years, and this lady came up to me and said, "That is such a beautiful jacket. It fits so perfect." And, you know, she just made me happy that day. I just smiled at her like, "I can't believe you're saying this."
I know it.
Yeah.
Made you smile. Yeah.
It really did. And I didn't even know who she was.
That's true.
Yeah. But my grandson, I said my grandson's being happy over simple things that they don't even understand. But that really, the children, smile, being happy.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Well, and Deborah, you were coming in with something. What makes you smile?
Pretty much the same. Other people smile. I'm always smiling. I love to meet people that are smiling, basically. But that just tells me they're happy. And it be nothing big. They just, I don't think too much to people that are smiling all the time.
Oh, I know.
I'm up against people that cry, whatever, but, you're going to meet somebody and you feel comfortable talking to them. The best is to see them smiling, or feel like they're happy. I understand that they're going to have times, that's different.
Yes.
I love seeing couples that are with each other. That makes me smile too.
Yeah, me too.
I'm somewhere and I see a couple, and they're together and they just seem very happy with each other.
I
know it.
It just makes me happy too.
I know
too.
It does.
Even though I'm maybe in a relationship, I like seeing that other couple.
Mm-hmm.
Me too. It gives me hope.
Right.
Love is
it does, because when I see an older couple, I know they've been together for years. It's like there's hope. Maybe I might find somebody that I can be with till the day I, get my wings. So.
That's true.
Right.
That's true.
That really makes me happy to smile a lot. Mm-hmm. See that.
Mine is making a difference. I just wanted to throw it out there.
Oh, yeah. Because, like they say,
making a difference
pass by somebody.
Life.
Yeah, you never know. They could be having a bad day because you maybe smiled at them or say, hope you have a good day. You know, that might mean a lot to the person right then. Because you never know what people are going through.
That's true.
Well, it was instilled in me at a young age. My mom used to always tell me that every year out in public or where, if you're walking the street or wherever, walk with a smile and greet people, you know, with a smile. That's what he used to tell me. And that's something that has been instilled in me most of my life. Of what my father used to tell me at a young, very young age, you know. And so, and he used to tell, don't walk around with a frown on your face, you know. Walk around it with a smile. Go a long way.
That's true.
That's true. I love that's
well,
something you enjoy here in the state, because other places is not always that generous in their society.
I could be out and I can see someone, and you don't have to see them, but if you walk and pass them and you smiling or they smile and you speak, you know. Not everybody it's always got a big smile on face that I speak to, but you can know you're going to speak to that person that, you know, they're going to speak. Because one thing I said is if I pass somebody and I say hello and they don't speak back, that irritates me. And it's like, so they just be a nasty person.
Well, you have done your part, so don't let that make you feel bad, because you've done your part. If they didn't do theirs, so don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because you know you can go in a building or something and hold the door. People walk right in, they don't say, "Oh, thank you." You
don't
be like,
"Right."
I'll say in a minute, "You're welcome." You at least don't think about it if you walk away from me, but you're welcome.
I
mean, ooh.
Yeah.
That's something I don't tolerate but a minute. And I mean a minute, because how quick, how long does it just a second or two to say, oh, thank you.
To say thank you.
I'm asking for your life history and details of your last sex-a-thon. I just want to know. you don't think that I've, you know, left the door open for you. But, oh, yeah.
Right.
You know, it's not just that. You know, you'd be at the bank, even at the retail. The grocery store, people try to barge in.
Right. I've opened the door. I've held the door for men before, you know, going to a store or somewhere. You know, I happen to be there before that person.
and I have also. I wasn't going to just, you know, let the door go in the face. I say women didn't hold doors for men, you know.
Yeah.
So I held the door open until we got there.
Yeah, I've done it. And they said thank you.
They said thank you. He said thank you. Never fail to do your good deed, though, expecting someone else to reciprocate it. But you never fail to do your good deed, because that's your credit. It's not theirs. It's yours.
Okay. Amen. Amen.
So never fail. Never fail to do a good deed, because that belongs to you.
Oh, now see? Now you can forgive, right? That's your credit.
That's your credit. It doesn't belong to anybody else. It would have been theirs also if they would say something like, thank you. Thank you. It's all. It's their privilege to say thank you. But if you do your good deed out of the kindness of your heart, that one belongs to you. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what they did or whatever.
Yeah,
right. I need to stop getting mad about if they don't speak back.
don't. No.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because
you know when people get pushy, Deborah, at the grocery store, I tell them, "You got this, right?" And they'll look at you like, "You know, you was in such a hurry. You got in front of me, so you got this." They look at, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I bet you are. You can get me to pay for my groceries as well."
Yeah, okay.
That's a good one, man. I'm going to try that.
Oh, no, there's a way. You can embarrass a person without, you know, the whole world knowing about it. There's a way to do it. But,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? But still, you know, I can smile at you while the other people in mind and say, "Well, you got this, right?"
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Well, I mean, I've let people get in front of me, you know, when a grocery line, so you know, depends on what. If they have less stuff than I have, I'm like, "Oh, go ahead, you wait behind me."
Yeah, I have.
And everybody else.
Yeah.
And most of the time, of course, they say, "Oh, thank you."
Mm-mm. You can wait behind me, especially if you're young, because you got strength assist.
if they try to cut me if I'm in line without asking, I have a problem with that.
That's right.
But if I have a problem with that. Like, how you people like you don't see me?
Yeah, like, am I invisible or what? I didn't know I was invisible standing up here.
Right.
You know, there's a culture that's real intense about that, and that's the Asians. They're very intense. They're not a patient culture.
Mm-hmm. No,
they come here with that attitude, too, where they're very impatient. You know, they learn the American way, but it's a culture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think if we went to war and didn't nobody tell me, because let me get straight.
Ms. Lannis, I wanted to tell you really quick that I wanted to give you the confirmation on Thursday when you're like, "Oh, this guy with curly hair, African-American, coming your way." At first I was like confused, and then I was like, "Oh, my friend Brian from California said he was coming next week to come see me or want to visit me."
Oh,
yes, so I just wanted to throw it out there. I was like, "Wait, Liz, let me see what's going on."
Oh, how sweet. Okay, then.
Well, I haven't seen him in a while. He used to work with me, but I'm just like, he's like a good friend, you know, longtime friend. But he just wanted to see me first since he hasn't seen me in a while. So I'm just kind of like, I guess I have no choice because I dodged him last year.
Well, I thank you for the validation, and I'm happy. I'm sure y'all going to enjoy a wonderful time together. Yes, ma'am.
Me too.
Yeah, it's just going to be me and my daughter, too. So I'm like, I'm okay with a hi, bye, see you later, you know?
Oh, I know your husband going to let you go with no black man by yourself. I knew that one going to happen.
Hey.
I already knew that game. I saw that a mile away. Somebody was going with you, your daughter, your son, or your grandchild, somebody.
Oh, well,
She's five, going to be 16. She's a little Libra, so she's a character. Mm-hmm. I'm getting to know Libras. Zodiac five.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
I wanted to throw it out there, but thank you so much. But I'm still here listening.
Well, that's nice. I'm glad. I heard earlier today I got a validation on something else with somebody that I thought was weird because I couldn't figure it out. But when the person confirmed it for me, I was like, "Oh, that's why." Because I didn't know why the angels were telling me that. I didn't understand. But sometimes, you know, I don't. I ask for clarity, and then sometimes they just don't. They're not going to tell me because I don't need to know, and you don't need to know, right? So it's like, "Oh, okay, all right." Yeah, but anyway, so thank you for that, Christina, for that validation. I appreciate
it. Oh, it was Jessica.
Well, thank you, Jessica, for that validation.
Yes.
But Lennis,
thank you.
Lennis, can I ask you? This is
Christina.
Yeah, go ahead. Yesterday you mentioned about me finding a small child in the woods. And that was the Thursday night show. And I wasn't in the woods yesterday. I am in the woods today. But in the community where my house is, it's a small community. Unfortunately, there was an Amber Alert. A six-year-old girl was missing. And they found her. But they found her while I was in the woods. I hope that's the one.
It is.
You might come across her, Christina. But somebody, she is going to be found. Yeah, she is going to be found. Mm. Damn, where was the mom at? That's what I was saying.
That is kind of sad because the mom was there in the house and didn't notice that the daughter was missing. It was the sister that noticed she was missing.
Oh my God in heaven. Wow. Yeah, she will. You might run across her, but somebody, she will get found. That's for sure. Yeah, I saw that.
Okay.
They're going to be looking at her parents.
Me having a young child, they do that, especially like if the mother's in the house. Some kids do have a tendency of just walking out thinking that their parents are outside. And, a mess.
But when they're at a certain age, you know, you got to be more watchful than. Because they are. They're curious about this world, so they don't know the fears or what could happen. They're just kind of like exploring. You're on a little adventure, you know. So I know you have to keep eyes on them. And I was showing someone earlier today that my neighbor, the kids were outside playing, having a nice time, you know, just playing. And I said, I'll be during the father. I think it was the father. He was sitting out there, and he was, I call him parade chairs. Sure was, while the kids were playing. He had his phone with him, but he was watching those kids, letting them do their thing, but he was sitting out there. I said, that's what I'm talking about, because you can't trust nobody now.
Right.
So, you know, be out there with the children, let them do their thing, but you better be watchful and seeing, you know, where they're at and stuff.
Amen.
I heard that.
I never understood, like, parents that would let their kids just be out there in the wild like Tarzan and Jane. You know? Like, where's their parents at? They're just walking up and down streets, all in the, you know, where cars are driving and all in people's faces. And I'm like, it's not like the 90s where, you know, we used to do that, but now it's like people are still doing that. I don't even trust my daughter outside by herself. But parents, I guess, nowadays just
want to
have their kids out of their face now.
That's right. It's too dangerous.
I know my little 4 and 6-year-old, when they're with me, I can't have them running around the house. I can't have them out of my sight. But they try.
That's right.
I explain to them, you know, about how dangerous things could be. Somebody could grab you and cut your neck off. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, you're over there in the woods. That's what I used to tell my teenage daughter. And she tried to, like, speak out and do all these things. And I used to tell her, you know, if somebody cut your neck off, don't call me because I can't help you. And I told her to call on Jesus, but I should have told her to call on God because he could be in your angels. And now that I'm more into the angels and God and stuff, and you better be calling them is what I should have been telling her at the time. But children will get out of your sight. They will. You got to watch them. You got to watch them.
They will be quick, the neighbors, the kinfolk.
It could be your own kinfolk.
It could be. You're so right.
Yep.
Oh, you know, it's just evilness all around. Oh.
Yep, indeed. Everywhere.
I had a question speaking of kids. Like, it made me think about that incident with JonBenet Ramsey, and she was in her house and got killed. I'm like, who killed her, though? And she was, like, 6 years old at the time, I believe. Back in the 90s, I think it happened.
Her brother did by accident.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
That's what I believe, too.
So they're trying to cover it up?
It was an accident. Yeah, it was covered up.
Yeah, it was
the mother went to her grave with that. She never told the father finally did.
It sure did, because the parents know who killed that little girl.
Oh, yeah, they knew.
That's why the mother... That mother got so ill, you know, it killed her. It killed her
because
she just couldn't. You know, it did. They knew who killed her.
Wow. So no wonder they kept
she
trying to make it a
mysterious on her
child. Death.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Society. Ooh, how they cover up things.
Didn't they do a documentary on that? I thought they said the brother was the one that
Oh, girl,
had
don't
done
believe
it.
All that shit. Yeah, they did.
They said it was a stalker.
They were giving you stuff that they wanted you to know. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All that was just a cover up and conspiracy. Don't listen to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
They know who killed the girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that
brother.
Story.
Yeah,
yeah,
well, they should
like
have been trying to live their life through that child. She was a cute little thing, but they were trying to make her into a grown-up, which made her vulnerable to that world of human trafficking, too, and being looked at, you know. So I watched that show for a little bit, y'all. Have you ever watched Dance Moms? Or that woman? She went to jail for a minute. She's out now. I can't think of her name. Some of those parents were so pushy. I said, why aren't you allowing that child to be a child? They're doing the best they can. They done got all the makeup now and the earrings and they got their little nails done and all that. I said, they're a child. Let them win as a child, right? Stay in a child's place, in other words, stay in their lane. So to me, the mother is living her lost youth within that child. Why are you being so that pushy mother? Why? That kid can care. A kid like, okay, yeah, I want an award. They want to go outside and play with their friends or their family, their cousins.
Yeah.
And you think no more about that award? That's you. That ain't that baby. That child,
yeah.
So
okay.
I turned it off. I didn't like that because I didn't like the mothers, how they were treating those girls. And I was just saying, they're a child. You're trying to live your life. Your time is gone, baby.
But JonBenet's brother was so jealous of the attention she was getting, and they forgot all about him. You know, they just forgot all about him. He couldn't take that.
Yeah.
The interest was all in the little girl. He couldn't deal with it.
Well, they saw a future of money there too with her.
They
saw a future. A whole lot of stuff that they were preparing her for. But universe told them, no, you ain't. I'm fixing to take her home. You ain't going to get off of her like you think you are.
Yeah, because some of her little dresses, the little dresses and the hats and stuff that they would buy for her shows would be like in the thousands of dollars sometimes. Nothing probably less than $400 or $500. They were handmade stuff. Personally handmade.
Yeah. She probably never had no little life as a little girl to enjoy playing with dolls and being silly.
And she was just so pretty, such a pretty little girl, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She was being exploited.
That was it.
So the brother was ignored. So quite nasty. He got jealous and mad. And
he did.
Decided to take her out.
Yeah,
you know?
He did.
Yeah, he did, but he didn't mean to do it deliberately. He really didn't mean to kill his sister. It just got out of hand. Got it.
Yeah.
Is that the point of no return? Okay.
Yeah.
Break her neck or something? Or they were wrestling?
Mm-hmm.
Did I hear about that very long ago, that 10-year-old boy?
He wasn't having sex with her.
His sister.
It wasn't that. No.
No.
No,
he
wasn't having sex with her.
He didn't.
It's what Anna is saying. He was jealous of the attention she was getting and all that. Yeah.
And
he was old. But
you know
he
what?
Was old,
like,
right?
Yeah, he's the oldest. And I don't know if they still have wrestling going on, do they? Do you guys let your children, or did you guys let your children in the 90s do wrestling? Or you watch wrestling?
Watched, yeah. The WWE and all that,
guys remember that? You guys remember that 10-year-old boy who wrestled with his sister and snapped her neck, and he killed her too back in the early 2000s?
I remember that.
Yeah, I don't know what this world has come to now.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said something about food, like, we have to be careful about what we eat now. I'm glad that, like, Ms. Shabba Booty said something about the vinegar and all that stuff. So I'm thinking, like,
oh,
I
I'm fixing to try that. In fact, I'm doing that tomorrow.
Vegan,
I'm trying that tomorrow for my Sunday dinner. So I'm going to do those steaks and do this. That's what she said, 15 minutes, a quarter cup of vinegar for 15 minutes to wash your meat real good.
Mm-hmm.
I sure am. She said, watch, you're going to see the dye come off. I'm sure going to tell it on Tuesday if it happens because I'm going to try it.
Yeah.
And the other one, I can't think of the other lady said something about the soda on your vegetables and soda water. We're in some real good.
Baking soda,
soda water and your meat too. You can do that in soda water. So that's probably not long either. I mean, I wash my vegetables and stuff, but not like that. But I'm sure that's much better. Much better way to kill the germs and bacteria. So I'm gonna try it.
I've heard.
Look, I got one more question, and then we're gonna have to wrap it up because we're getting there. So the last question I got for the night is, how important is it to have a man in your life? Now, I know Miss Wilhelmina and Christina are married, but for the rest of us, we're single. How important is it? And for you, Jessica, I'm not really looking at you because you're only about 31, 32, so you're young.
33.
Girl, there's several men you'll see before your time. Yeah. Your path is just starting. You're great. So anyway, for me, I would say a man from 1 to 10 on the scale, I'd say 5, because I've been alone for so long and so independent that I don't care about sex. What are you bringing to the table financially as far as stability and a foundation? What are you bringing as far as respect, emotions, spirituality, you know, loyalty, trust? Those are the things that I'm interested in. I could care less about sex, but I'm interested in what your views and your issues are, because that's how we're going to try and work it out together. So I'd rate a man to a 5. All right, ladies, now it's on you.
What about comradeship?
About what, ma'am?
Comrade. Togetherness.
As a comrade?
Friendship.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I've been single and alone, living alone for so long too. So I guess mine would probably be I would like to have somebody, but I'm fine if I'm gonna be alone, because I've been alone for so long. So probably around about the same as you, Lynn. The same, you know, on the scale.
I agree with you.
5 out of 5.
I agree with you, ladies. 5 out of 5.
Yeah.
Now, see, for Jessica, I could see her saying 10, because she's got 20 years ahead of her yet before she even can do whatever she want to do.
She'll do
10. And that, it should be. And so it should be, you know.
It should be.
We've been married and divorced and raised kids, and so we look at life a little bit differently. Yeah, sex is good, but first and most important is how you're treated. How you're treated as a human being, spiritually, mentally, and then physically.
Yeah.
I told my ex in a heartbeat, you can get replaced, so, you know, not all is over.
Oh, no, you got a long time, girl. I didn't even get it until I was 40, and I was in my prime.
All right
then.
Now.
Shoot, you couldn't talk to me.
All right now, Jerry.
Hell, I have
we're
a man
talking
looking
to
for
you
the back of his neck in the morning.
We're not talking to you.
The men up there, we talking about, let's go to Disneyland. I done took a few.
All right, then.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so. But anyway, it's good to know.
When you get to a certain age, the sex is not as important.
It's not.
And I'm in my 60s, so.
Me too. I'm in my 60s, so.
Not in my 70s, so.
Yeah.
I'll tell them in a minute. What you bringing? I got toys. Yeah. You better have some money because I'm shallow.
And
I don't talk to poor men. Sorry, I can't talk to poor men and them natives, and them peasants. Now you got to be this tall to talk to me and your money. So,
Oh, and you better act like you got good sense for one thing.
Yeah, be able to count.
Not like
you just
broke. Yeah, you better
at least be able to count 1 to 10.
Not just that. We are lacking kindness, the code of being a moral, upstanding person. See, all that is leaving society look like you're being, and that is what makes a person a human being. So act like you got good sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Most
definitely. Because otherwise.
Yeah. Mm. Like you're human here. I mean, please.
And you know, in a way, we intimidate men because we're so independent. Because they like women to meet them and lean on them. And that is a beautiful thing.
Yeah,
I don't knock it. But I ain't met him yet. Mm-hmm. I've been asked a couple of times to get married, and I said no, because I don't love you like you love me, and I'm not going to do that to you. I'm not that kind of person. You know, appreciate and respect that you love me like that to marry me, but no, that just ain't me. I have not met that man where I'm ready to stop and stand still like the Chinese say. You got my total attention. Unbridled, you got my whole attention. That ain't happened yet.
You know.
I've had a few playthings, but that's about it.
Yeah. Nope. I haven't met that person either.
He'll come. I don't knock it, because I said if I meet somebody, I don't know about marriage, but I would enjoy the companionship. I'll admit that.
That's true.
He's a pretty good guy.
That's true. Somebody that you can enjoy being with and being around, you know, spending time together, doing things.
It makes me laugh.
It don't have to be marriage. At this point in my life, it don't have to be marriage at this point in my life.
It doesn't.
The only way I get married, if he said he's a billionaire, am I pregnant? I'm a damn fool.
Okay, I'm going to confess, ladies. Okay, can I make a confession?
Go ahead.
Can I confess? Okay.
Yeah.
I want a man with money, but if he ain't got good sense, you can get on with your money, okay? Because I can't handle nobody crazy. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I can't handle that. If you don't know how to treat me, you can be who's the richest man in town on earth? So who's the sheriff now? Who's the richest?
Oh, I'm with you. I don't want no crazy. I don't care how much money you got. I ain't gonna
take
you crazy.
I don't care how much money you got. If you don't know how to treat me, you might get him up. No. I ain't gonna try that.
But we're training him up.
Man.
I want to know who the father is.
No, because if you're my age and you're still a fool, you're going to be a fool for the rest of your life, okay?
That's
you
right. That's right. Train another child.
Oh, no, I don't care how much money you got. You're crazy. You can go ahead on.
I'm jealous. You see that bus out there? Somebody got off and another person got on.
Okay, well, that's all I'm saying.
Well.
And Lennon, who is the father?
Oh, Christina, who's the father?
Okay, Christina. You know, Christina, that's what my elderly did. They want to know the guy's parents, okay? So you do have a point there. So that was what we were raised up on. I was raised up on because they wanted to know that man's relative. You know, they did.
That's right.
Now I was like that with my girls. Yeah, I want to know who your people is. Yeah.
The type of family they came around, the type of family, like what kind of values they lived. That is good to know. There's a lot of crazy.
That's 2020 questions. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who your folks are? Do they go to church? Do they work? Mm-hmm. Where you live?
Mm-hmm.
I saw two boys who came to see Shav and her best friend on a date, and they came in there with their pants low, and I could see their panties or, you know, their drawers or whatever. And I told them, excuse me, could you please put your pants up? I said, well, you in this house. I said, I don't want to see what your mama gave you. So put your pants up.
Really?
Tighten your belt up. And they're like, okay, sorry, ma'am, sorry. I said, no, that don't go here with me. You come in here, you come dressed correctly. You know, that don't mean you got to be sharp, suited, and booted. But I don't want to see your panties. I don't. So,
right.
And of course, that date was short. They brought Shab and Chris back home quick. They were gone that long. He probably realizes she got that mama that don't play. No, I don't. Mm-mm. I don't want to come to them girls. And nowadays, well, not just now, but I'll say the last few years, you've had to worry about the boys, too.
Shoot. Yeah.
Sure do these things.
Yeah. One of these days, I'll write a book about my adventures with men. It'll be
fun. It'll
be a comedy, that's for sure.
I hope you do.
I
will read it.
I want a man that loves me because you know what, ladies? If a man loves you, it's nothing he won't do for you, right?
Right.
That's
true. Right.
Right.
All
that's
right
true.
Now.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
I haven't had that,
okay? It's nothing a person won't do for you if they love you, okay? They got to love you. They can be the richest man in the world. If they don't love you, your agreement may be short. You know what I'm saying? Because it's somebody
you're not
going to
be happy long. You're not
going to
be happy long.
Yeah, because your agreement may be real short, you know. It's because it's not built on the structure. It's built on tangible goods. And, okay, he'll meet somebody else he can give all his money to. There's somebody he may find somebody he loves, you know. And then where are you? That's why my name got bill contracts. You know, if you buy anything for me, make sure my name on it.
No, I have National Family there, Linden Tree, and everybody else puts something in my name.
Because I don't know if you love
now
me or not.
Now you can go on in that crazy. I'm going to go over here and live, and you can stay over there and live.
Okay, that's all I'm talking about. Well, ladies,
no, but I understand what you're saying, though. It's true. Because when a man loves you, it's nothing he wouldn't do for you. And I have experienced that, so I know what you're saying is true.
Yeah.
And it's true because all eyes are on you, and it's total and unconditional. So that's a beautiful part of
it.
It's like all
it
he sees is you
it
and
is.
The love he has for you. So,
okay.
Right.
My dumb ass, I was a spoiled brat. So, but I learned a good lesson. It was a good lesson I learned.
Yeah.
So, God gave me that opportunity again.
I'm loving this Friday. It's always a joy with you guys every Friday.
Okay, Jessica, take notes, Jessica.
Oh, I already am. I was all ears and Mary Poppins over here.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You got a daughter, Friday. Too, so there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Yep. All right, ladies, we're down to the one-minute mark, so I'm going to start this music, and y'all can start saying goodnight.
Okay. Love you guys. Love you, ladies.
Love you.
Love you guys, too. Till next week.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
Yes,
enjoy
for
y'all.
Sure. Yes. Love Magic and Miracles, y'all. Yes.
Love Magic and Miracles, and I claim it. And then we're going to party on out. Till next time.
Hey, that's right. We sure are. Summer nights on the way out. Amen. Amen.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
Well, ladies, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate it. I'm grateful, and I love you, and I will see you on Tuesday. Have a good weekend, and share the love.
See you Tuesday.
You too.
Okay.
You too.
Bye.
I know the perfect spot. Well, the sunset better set soon so we can get in the mood. Things start getting all heated up when it starts getting cool, summer night. Everybody, are you with me? Let that eagle cool and rock your piece of paradise. Summer night. Everybody feeling sexy. Holler if you're ready for some fun.